He's the man that knows the cap, bonuses and all of that. He's the one that gets you cut front up, so don't give a word. He's the guy who knows the law, can't put him against the wall. He's the guy with all the answers, Matt and Joker's backup dancers. Front office knows it all.
All right, so Los goes from contributing to the conversation to being the conversation. So I said to Los, a year ago the Falcons signed what I will say are five important free agents, or so they thought, because they ended up starting for you. And those guys were Asamoah at guard, Sully Ion-Jackson on the defensive line, Dwight Lowry, believe it or not, because he started at safety, and I'll throw in Devin Hester, who started on special teams and contributed on offense. So five guys. So I think they're going to sign at least five again. Four of those guys will be asked to start, and I need you to identify those five for me.
All right, here we go. Now, and I'm going to give you salary cap numbers, too, so you see where you're going to have. You know, you have almost $30, $31 million in cap space. Between your draft picks and what you're going to have to do, you're going to have about 25 to play with. So I'm working with that number, all right? 25. All right. Okay. Number one, the very first signing that is going to happen will be Mason Foster, the inside linebacker with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of those guys who was a Raheem Morris guy. He's been 4 years as a starter in the league. He didn't exactly fit the Tampa 2 defense, but he does fit what's going on here. He is exactly what Seattle wants. A guy runs around, can cover, can hit. That's Mason Foster. Probably 4 years, $16 million may cost you a little bit more, but that's the kind of guy where immediately you get Werlo and Bartu off the field.
Do you know what I like? You said that's a guy Seattle wants, so I'm glad the Falcons want him too. Because you're thinking of Dan Quinn and his time in Seattle, so maybe Dan Quinn with the Falcons wants the same kind of player. All right, number two.
Number two, the number two signing that the Falcons will go ahead and make this offseason will be cornerback. And it's not the one everyone's thinking of. This is going to be Walter Thurman from the New York Giants. He got $3 million last year. He was outstanding in the slot last year. He can place him outside. And, guys, y'all remember who he played for 2 years ago?
I do.
The Seattle Seahawks.
That's right.
2 years, about $6 million. Again, about a $3 million cap hit. He would allow you to still play Alford outside, or if you wanted to play him inside, you've got some versatility there. But now you have somebody who's used to this system as well.
You are correct to bring up him playing in the slot, even as a starter, because that has become one of the latest trends in the NFL. Some teams always played around with it, but you take your A receiver and actually put him in the slot to try and get a matchup.
We've seen Julio go there.
Absolutely,
a lot.
It used to rarely happen, and that's not the. I mean, like the Rams, that's where Oz Hakeem or even Marshall Faulk, when they would motion him out. You never saw Isaac Bruce in the slot. You see that with teams putting their A guy in the slot now, so you have to have a third. We said that Harry Douglas was a starter, so
correct.
Was your third corner.
Absolutely right. All right, front office Los is telling us who the Falcons will end up signing. Here's number three.
Number three. We already have two starters on defense. We are now adding a tight end, but this is going to be with a certain deal in mind. That tight end is going to be Jordan Cameron. It's going to be a four-year, $32 million deal. But here's the key. He, because of the concussion issue, because of the shoulder issue, I want him to sign basically a Henry Melton-type deal from last year. If you guys remember what he signed in Dallas, it was a four-year deal, but realistically, it was a one-year deal with a three-year option. Jordan Cameron wants to make big money, $9 to $10 million per season. He's got to show that he is healthy. So 1 year, he's going to come in, he's going to basically play for, here's the $7 million, and the last 3 years of his deal, 3 years, $28 million. That's a little bit over $9 million. If he proves he's healthy and he's worth it, you pick up the option and you have your tight end for the next 4 to 5 seasons.
I like it. I see where you're going. Plus, he played for Kyle Shanahan, so there's
I'm
a comfort
scared.
Level.
I'm scared of everything to do with Cleveland right now.
Number four.
Number four. Your fourth starter who is going to come in here and change the face of this franchise. Okay, we're getting expensive. 5 years, $40 million. $8 million per year for one, Derek Morgan, the defensive end from the Tennessee Titans.
You're paying him for how he looks.
That's right. That's expensive for a guy who hasn't put up much money, hasn't put up much in the numbers.
6.5 sacks last year. Let me give you kind of a perspective, because I was trying to figure out, okay, what kind of money would this guy be making? What do you expect to get on the open market? You guys remember Everson Griffin with the Minnesota Vikings, 12.5 sacks this year. They paid him the previous season $8.5 million per year on a 5 year deal because he had 5.5 sacks, and they thought maybe he'll develop into something. $8.5 million off 5.5 sacks. If you're gonna get it, you gotta pay for it. It's expensive. At least Derek Morgan is a consistent 7 to 9 sack guy. That's gonna cost you $8 million.
I'm on board with it. I know he's one of those guys I talked about of the category either guys who are hurt underachievers or weren't getting the opportunity to play due to what's in front of them. Morgan has been a bit of an underachiever, but as Chuck said, he looks the part. And he's still very young. You take the chance.
If you tell me $8 million gets me 11 sacks,
you're in.
I'm in.
Yeah.
If you tell me it gets me 5 sacks, not as much.
Tell you it gets you 8 sacks. 8 sacks?
I got a choice.
Do I have some? Am I moving the quarterback off the spot besides the 8 sacks too?
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, you know, guys that get 12 sacks get $12 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
all right. I'm on board. Business.
Unless he's the 8th overall pick.
That's another way to look at it. But what if you have the 8th overall pick with Derek Morgan now on one side, and you've got I don't know, on the other side, Bud Dupree.
Oh.
All right, number
Gregory. You sign Mason Foster for inside. You have Gregory on the outside running around doing crazy stuff.
Weatherspoon back for a year or two, and now you're starting to put a little bit together.
Absolutely. Make you take your clothes off, dance around naked.
And your final piece of the puzzle.
You ever been so excited you did that?
Yeah, not because of an inside linebacker.
Oh.
Sorry, Lewis. Number 5.
I'm with you, Chuck. Number 5. This will close out, and we'll basically have it to where you have now spent $23.5 million of cap space. Former Super Bowl MVP Malcolm Smith. Another one of those linebackers, because there's not enough of them here that are run and hit, this kind of style guys. Probably going to cost you 2 years, $3 million. It gives him another job. He is basically a fourth linebacker, but he knows what this defense is about. It's one of those guys that, you know, hold the fort guys that can come in and say, this is the way we do it. So every draft pick that comes through here, they get to find out how this thing works. That's what's going to be make the big change for the Falcons and hopefully improve this defense from the 32nd ranked in the league.
He'll get a call from Dexter Jackson saying, I told you!
It would pay off. Now, the Falcons did sign a few other guys, but I'm not counting the impact because they didn't make any of Bear Pasco last year, Javier Arenas, Josh Wilson. So, Los, I think these are all fair calls. Mason Foster, inside linebacker, Tampa. Walter Thurman of the Giants, formerly of the Seahawks. So now I've got a linebacker in a corner. Jordan Cameron from the Browns, played for Shanahan, tight end. Derek Morgan to get his hand on the ground on one side as a defensive end. And Malcolm Smith, who played for Dan Quinn, as another linebacker. I think those are all fair places to go for a team that, as you just said, probably with those five, frankly, all five of those guys could be starters, but four of the five are definitely starters.
Falcons fixed. That's front office Lowe's.